Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Hey in Meseches Gittin. I'm Zocha to learn this with you on the road, going from the city of Ranana back to Ramat Beit Shemesh on Matzoi Shabbos. Of course, it's only with my wife that I'm able to do it because she drives, so I'll be able to learn with you. We had a special Shabbos in Ranana teaching Torah. It was a special nachas for me because I was at the shul of my dear cousin, Rav Dani Schreiber, a younger cousin. And so it was great to see his kehillah flourishing. Our daf on the bottom of Lamin Dalid Amud Beis is going to continue on with the takanas of Rebbe Gamliel. The Mishnah on the top of Lamin Dalid Amud Beis has the takana of Rebbe Gamliel that instituted that every name that a person has on their shtar needs to be put, every name that a person has needs to be put on their shtar gittin particularly, and you can't only use their name in that particular area. Our Mishnah will, on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, continue with other takanos of Hillel. Some takanos that relate to ksuba, and that will be a large part of the analysis of the daf as well, on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, in terms of the halachos of ksuba and an almana and what she is entitled to from a ksuba. The Mishnah will also conclude with the takana of Rebbe Gamliel vis-a-vis get, prusbol, and that will bring us to daf Lamed Vav for tomorrow's daf, which will be one of the most important dafim in Shas about the halachos of Shemitah. But that's for tomorrow. Let's do today. Says the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Ein almana nifras minichse yisomim, ela bishvua. An almana is only able to collect from the estate of the yisomim. So Reuven is married to Sarah. Reuven passes away. Now Sarah is entitled to her ksuba, and she collects her ksuba from the orphans of Reuven. Sometimes they're Sarah's own children. Sometimes Reuven had children from another marriage. Since there are yisomim that are at play, we're machmir on the woman. Normally a woman does not make a shvuah if she produces a ksuba. If the ksuba looks fine, then she's able to collect the ksuba. However, as a way of protecting yisomim, we say that there's a requirement of a shvuah. Ein almanu nifros minichse yisomim elo shvuah. Nimnu milahashbiya. But what happens if the woman is quite religious? And it's well known that there were people that, even when they were right, did not take a shvuah. Hiskur m'gmliel hazakin shetehei noderes liyisomim kol mashi yirtzu. Instead of making a shvuah, so then they would make a neder. The neder is not as severe in the shvuah in the sense that she would say the following: I am not going to. I'm trying to think what women like. I guess I could turn to my wife who's driving. What does the woman like? She says, I'm not going to buy a new dress for a long time if I had hana'a from my ksuba beforehand. So it's not a shvuah, but they make a neder, a koneim. Koneim is a neder, as Rashi describes in the Ramaskol Shetei Noderes Liyisom. So his grandma Liyasok Shetei Noderes Liyisom Komashi Yirtzu Vigova Ksubas, and then she could collect the ksuba. Another takana. Ha'edim chayis min alaget b'pnei tikkun ha'olam. Edim also, according to Rebbe Gamliel Hazaken, one of his takanos, were that they have to sign on the get. The Gemara elaborates in a few places that this is based on the idea that if you follow the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, who says Eide Masira Karsi, that all you need for a get to work is have Edim on the Masira, then Eide Chasima are not technically necessary on the get. However, we were afraid. It was another takana that was done on behalf of the women. As we pointed out, almost all the takanos of Chazal are done on behalf of women and not behalf of the man when it relates to issues of marriage. A takana was made on behalf of the woman that maybe the Eidei Mesira would be gone. And how would the woman be able to prove that she was divorced? If all she has are Eidei Mesira, then she needs to bring the Eidei Mesira there. So Hiskin Rebbe Gamliel Hazakin, the Gemara tells us that Rebbe Gamliel was masaking that a woman should have a get that has Eide Chasima, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer would admit and agree that if you have Eide Chasima, that that is also a valid get. The Hillel Hiskin Prusbol Mepnei Tikkun Olam, and Hillel was Mesakin the Prusbol due to Tikkun Olam. The Prusbol, of course, is the concept, Pros Bolti, which we will see later on, in which there was a takana to circumvent the mitzvah of Shemitah, where the Torah describes in Parshas Re'eh that all loans are canceled during Shemitah, and Hillel has this concept of Prusbol that we're going to discuss in detail that allows the individual who has the money owed to him, the Malveh, Reuven, who lent money to Shimon, Reuven's the Malveh, to be able to collect despite the mitzvah in the Torah. We will get back to that Bezer Hashem in tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara, "My area almana afilu kule almanami." Why does our Mishnah describe specifically an almana that when it comes to an almana collecting her ksuba, so then she has to make a shvua? That halacha applies to everybody. Any individual who's collecting from Yisomim needs to make a shvua. The halacha is that you need to make a shvua. Says the Gemara, almana eats krichalei. No, there's a particular chidush over here when it comes to the almana. Salkadai techaimina mishum china ikilu rabbanan. I might have thought that the rabbanan are more lenient in regards to the case of the woman and not require her to make a shvua, in order that women find favor in men's eyes. In other words, or let me formulate that slightly differently. In order that men should find favor in women's eyes, that's the correct way of saying it, that women would want to get married to men. In other words, there were girls. I always joke with my wife that I think that I need her more than she needs me. The proof in the pudding is who's driving the car right now. And Chazal were concerned that women will be fine and happy without getting married altogether. And if we were going to put more and more constrictions on her, particularly if we were going to say, nah, you're going to only collect your ksuba if this, if that, and if that, then a woman would say, Mali atzara azos. And therefore, I might have thought that we'd be lenient when it comes to collecting from Yisomim, that even though anybody else that collects from Yisomim needs to make a shua, but a woman doesn't have to do techina. Kamashul, and the chiddush is that they have to as well. We learned in our Mishnah, nimnu mi lahashbia, that if the woman doesn't want to swear because she's careful not to swear, she could also take a neder. My taima, what is the reason exactly that women didn't want to swear? Ilam mishum de Rav Kahana, the Amr Rav Kahana v'Amri lo, Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ma'aseh be'Adam Echad, v'shnei b'tzuras. There was an individual that during a famine, shehivkid dinar zav etzal almana. He left a dinar, a golden dinar by an almana, v'nichto kik b'kad shel kemach. And then she left that dinar in a jug of flour of afasol bepas menasnu laani, and she gave it menasnu laani. She gave it to an ani, and she lost his dinar liyamim. Ba bal dinar va amar la hachili dinar havili dinar. Excuse me, I'm in a dark car, but I think that's what it says. Va amar li havili dinar, and he said to her, "Give me the dinar." Va amar lai, and she said to him, "Yehene Sam Hamavis Imnanesi Midinar Chaklum." May the Sam Hamavis, death, taste one of my children if I had enough from the dinar. In other words, your dinar disappeared, but I didn't have Hana. Now, how do you look at it? She gave it to an Ani. Did she have enough from it? Amru. They say lo yom matinat shemei sechel b'maneha. She, one of her children, did die. Kishamu chacham b'davar. And when the chacham heard this amru, they said ma mi shenishba be'emes kacha nishba al sheker. If that's the punishment of someone who swore when they were telling the truth, in other words, The Gemara says she was really telling the truth, and her child died nevertheless. In other words, she didn't lie in the Shavua, yet somehow, because she made a Shavua, the Shavua came through despite the fact that she was telling the truth. So certainly, asks the Gemara, so then that's a great question. Then why was she punished in the first place? My time at Yansha, Dishtar Shalah Mikom Dina. But the reason why she was punished is she did get a little bit of benefit from the Dina. Why? A very strange thing. A slight benefit. When she gave the honey the flower had a little more inside of it than was really there, because it took up a little bit of space. So the ani thought that he was getting more. Umay mishenish babemes. And then why do we say that she was telling the truth? In a way, there was one, in a tiny level, she had a tiny benefit that the ani thought that she was getting, that he was, she was giving him more. Kimishenish babemes. It was if she was telling the truth. In other words, it was the closest of coming to the truth, but there was something that was not entirely accurate because she had a slight benefit. So maybe that's the pshat, that's the reason why an almana wouldn't want to swear, because you never know that there might be, God forbid, one tiny bit of untruth that one could be punished for. It says, Mar imi shimha my ear ya almana. If that would be so, then why do we emphasize specifically an almana? Afilu grusha nami. Then the same halacha would apply to a grusha, that we shouldn't insist on a divorcee making a shvua, and we should say that a divorcee as well, when she's collecting from the yisalmim, could be able to make a neder. Alama Rabbi Zera Shmuel lo shenu el almana grusha mashbin osa. Yet Rabbi Zera taught us in the name of Shmuel that a grusha doesn't have that option, only almana. So it must be an entirely different reason. Says the Gemara, Almana shani, almana is different. The bahi ana the kometercha kame diyasmi asi laruye hetera. When it comes to almana, there is something else that's at play. In contrast to an almana, almana was consistently involved in the lives of these orphans. The grusha, the woman who got divorced, their father's divorcee had been cut off from their lives. So almana is more likely. Lo'oruye hetera means to say and teach that she's doing it better. At the end of the day, she rationalizes and she says, I'm entitled to this money. Think of all the time I took him to kindergarten, etc., etc. And therefore, when it comes to almana, so then we want to make sure she's not going to fall into the trap of a false shvua, and therefore we say, you know what, maybe it's a good idea if you just make a neder instead, in contrast to a grusha where we don't have that concern. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba Shmuel, Da'amri Tarvayu. We learned that all these Amoraim said Lo Yishanu Ela B'Bezdin, that all of these halachos only apply in Bezdin. Avol Chutz L'Bezdin Mashbiyanosa, but outside of Bezin, she would make the Shavua. In other words, when it comes to an instance where she's outside of Bezin, then she doesn't have the opportunity to make the Ned there. She only makes a Shavua. What would the rationale for that be? So Rashi in Chutz LeBezin explains beautifully that in Bezin, the halacha is that when a woman or anybody makes a Shavua, then the Shavua has to be done b'nikitas chayfetz. And that shvua is a shvua d'oraisa. That shvua d'oraisa, if a person violates, is in violation of the din d'oraisa. Nikitas chefetz means they're holding a sefer Torah or tefillin. And then the most severe punishment for violating a shvua applies to shvuas that are made in Bezdin. However, a shvua that is made outside of Bezdin, in other words, it's not done formally with nikitas chefetz, then that shvua is an orur. It's a curse, where a person takes a curse on themselves, but curse is also a terrible thing, but it's not as severe as a shvua b'bezdin. Hence, we only give them that option to back out of the shvua inside Bezdin because it's so stringent. Ask Gemara, Amy, is that so far Rav? Lo magbi ksuba la'armelisa. Didn't Rav say that he's not going to collect the ksuba of an almana from Yisomim because they didn't want to make a shvua? Doesn't she have a simple solution, and that is make a shvua outside of Bezdin? Kasha, the Gemara says that's a good kasha. Really, if Rav was right, then there would have been an easy solution. Excuse me, if Shmuel was right, there would have been an easy solution, that is to have her swear chutz lebezdin. Bisura masna hachi. This is how they learned the sugya in Surah, that they left off the story with Rav as a kasha. However, there were other places that had a different version. Binardo masna hachi. As we presented before, Rav says the chutz lebezdin, the halacha is that you could have the shvua in much less stressful circumstances. And Rav disagreed with Shmuel, and he said you can't make the shvua outside of Bezdin. Hence, the woman was stuck, that she had to make a shvua if she wanted to collect. Says the Gemara, Rav l'tamei de Rav lo magbik suba la'armelsa, that Rav was of the opinion that you don't collect a ksuba for an almana without a full shvua daraisa. Asks the Gemara, but wait a second, we had a solution mentioned in our Mishnah. Vila adra vila gabia. Didn't we say in our Mishnah that you're able to give a neder in place of the shvua, and then she would have been able to collect? So why did Rav hold that above them? Answers the Gemara, Bishnei de Rav kili nidri. During the years of Rav, everybody was taking nedarim, and Rav didn't want anybody to take a neder in place of the shvua because they were flipping nedarim left and right. And since they were doing that, Rav wanted to make sure that nedarim weren't being abused, and that put women now in a tough position. Rav did not have Shmuel's option of having the shvua outside of Bezdin. The halacha is that if you're going to collect from Yisrael, you need to make a shvua. So the only way a woman would be able to collect during the years of Rav is make a shvua d'araisa in Bezdin. Gemara now continues with the story. Ahida asoy lekamei de Rav Huna. There was a woman that came in front of Rav Huna. Amar lo, mai ovid lach derav, lo magbi ksuba lar melasa, that Rav did not collect the ksuba. Rav Huna said, what can I do that Rav doesn't collect the ksuba? In other words, if you're not going to make a shvua, then in such a case, we're going to be stuck. So he said that to this woman who had a ksuba and didn't want to make a shvua. Amrlei midihu taima? Was that the reason she says to him that Rav didn't allow for a shvua? Elodilma nikitna midai miksubasi. Rav was afraid that I already accept a ksuba. Chaya shem tzivakos, she swore imnenesi miksubasi klum, that I didn't have any hana from the ksuba. I swear that I didn't have any hana. She's saying that she didn't collect at all from the ksuva prior to this. So this is a case called a kofetzes. She jumped in and she made a shvua, even though no one had allowed her to make the shvua. So here we have an interesting halacha. Amar Rav Huna made Rav kofetzes, that Rav would allow, if she already jumped to make the shvua, Rav would let it go through. In other words, really, the halacha is that she needs to make a shvua bezem b'kitas chefetz and so on and so forth. But if she was kofetzes, then she'll be able to collect the ksuba. Obviously, then that opens a Pandora's box for many women being kofetzos. Ahida asoy lekamei de Rabba bar Rav Huna. There was a woman who came to Rabba the son of Rav Huna. Previously, we're talking about that the woman had come to the father, Rav Huna himself. Amar lo mayav lach de Rav lo magli ksubas lemalas. I can't do anything because Rav didn't collect the ksuba. And similarly, my father, Va'aba Mari, lo magli ksuba lar melasa. Amar le, so she said, okay, havli mizaini. But at least now, if I'm not
if I haven't been divorced and collected the ksuba, then the state is required to support me, to give me food. And that's what he did.
Or at least that's what she thought he would do. Because at the end of the day, what does that have to do with the collecting of the ksuba? However, he responded and said, no, Amar, la mizoni nami lesach. He said to her, you're also not entitled to mizonas. Dam reviewed Amar Shmuel, I tov ask ksuba bezdin ein la mizonas. So the halacha is that once a person claims their ksuba and bezdin, they lose mizonos. Why? Because that shows that they're no longer interested in being married and being husband and wife. And once they've reached that stage, she's no longer entitled to mizonos. So now she's stuck between a rock and a hard place. Hatovas ksuba bezdin ein la mizonos. She doesn't get it. Amrele apchua likursei. Turn over your seat. In other words, she was very frustrated with the son of Rav Huna, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Ki Beitrei Avditli, you've taken two chumras against me. Number one, you're not allowing me to collect the ksuba, and number two, you're not allowing me even to collect mizonos. Now something interesting happened with Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Hapchua likursei vitartsuek. What he did was he turned over his chair. Literally, apkul the course, it means turn over your chair. So he turned it over so her klala would not be one that would come through, that literally something in his life would be overturned. But he fulfilled the curse by turning over her chair, his chair, and then straightening it out. Vafilu hachi lo iprak mechulsha. However, because this woman had cursed him, he was not saved from sickness and weakness because of the curse of this woman who was stuck not being able to get her ksuba.
Gemara now continues on the wide line with more halachos about a woman coming to collect her ksuba. Amar le Rav Yehuda le Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yehuda said to Rav Yirmiyah, Birav. Birav was a place that he was from. When someone comes collects the ksuba, Adra bebezdin, encourage them if they're in bezdin to make a neder and not to make a shua. Va'ashbe chutz lebezdin, and if they're outside of bezdin, then you could have them make a shua outside of bezdin, where we saw that it's more lenient. Vileise kala velipe beudna, and make noise go out in the city, a call that everybody should know that the ksuba of the almana was given. I want this to take place so that everybody knows that the halacha is like Shmuel and not like Rav, that you can make a shvua outside of Bezdin. So the Maisa Rav of the Amoraim was that they were knowing like Shmuel and not like Rav. The Gemara continues, 6 lines to the bottom, Laman Eimanath, Kufam Rabbi Zeira Mashmuel, Lo Yishanu Ela Almana. We mentioned above that this halacha only applies to an almana, that when it comes to an almana, then the halacha says that she's not supposed to make the shvua in Bezdin, Aval Grusha Mashbinosa. But when it comes to Grusha, we're less concerned that she's going to rationalize her lie, and therefore we force her to make the shvua in Bezdin, and we're less concerned about her lying. Ugrusha da adrelo, and when it comes to Ugrusha, we don't have the option that we had suggested in our mission of Firm Rabbi Gamaliel that she could take a neder. Vashochu mitam, but we sent from over there. Usually, when it says that it was sent from over there, it means from Eretz Yisrael. They sent a Psakdin, the Dayanim sent the Psakdin recording Eidos. Eich Plonisa Bas Ploni, that there was a woman, Kabilis Gita, she accepted her get, Minyada, from the hand, the Achabar Hidya, that was the husband, Demiskaria Aya Mari, he's Demiskari, he's called also Aya Mari, Vinadart, and she made a neder. Va'asart peiros sheba olam Allah, and she said that all the fruits in the world are going to be usher from her. Delo kabilis miksubasa, if she had accepted the ksuba, then she
In other words, that she's already started getting payment to the Ksuba unbeknownst to us, that all the Peros of the world are going to be usher to her. She's making a neder that she didn't accept the Ksuba. Ella Glufgara Echad. She did get one talis. Glufgara is a talis. V'sefer Tehillim Echad. She received a Sefer Tehillim. The women in those times were involved with Svarim, we see. V'sefer Iyov. Umim Shalos Bluim, Sefer Iov, as well as Sefer Mishlei that was worn out. Vishamnam, continuing on to Lamed Hema Beis, Bechamisha Mana, and we valued it at 5 Mana. Likishetava Lietchem, Hagboa Es Hashar. And when she comes to you, collect the rest for her. In other words, she's entitled to the rest of the Ksuba. Bottom line is, aside from this being a literal example of how a Psak Bezdin was written vis-a-vis Ksuba, we see that in Eretz Yisrael they would make the woman take an eder and then she'd be able to collect, and she didn't swear. Amar Rav Ashi, who get Yevamin Havi? Rav Ashi answers that case was not a case of a get in the classic instance, but rather it's a get of a Yevama, that it was a get that was written to show that she's asur to the brothers. There were times when one of the brothers, in a case of Yibam, of course Reuven's married to Leah and he passes away without children, so Reuven's other brothers, Shimon and Levi, have the mitzvah of Yibam. If they don't do Yibam, they need to do Chalitza. However, there was a time that Shimon would write a get to Leah, and then the brothers would only be able to do chalitza and not be able to do yibum. And so that was the case in which this get was written, and she was collecting from the ksuba. In such an instance, then they would have her make a neder. Now, of course, the question needs to be asked, why would that be any different? Why would a get yibumin be different than a case of a regular grusha? When it comes to a regular grusha, there we say that we're not afraid that she's going to rationalize and say, well, I've been taking care of the yesomim, and therefore say that she's entitled to the ksuba more than she is. Maybe one could suggest that the get yibmun is closer to a case of an almana, because at the end of the day, her husband died. And therefore, she's going to rationalize that she's entitled to the ksuba, considering all the things that she does and did on behalf of the yisum. Contrast to the grusha, who had left the house. And so therefore, really, our case of get yibmin is really also a case of a deceased husband and a woman who had done so much for him and could rationalize, therefore, that she's entitled to more than she really is in the ksuba. We learned also in our Mishnah, continues the Gemara, 3 lines on top, Laman Eim Abayis Hiskin Reb Gamliel Zokin Shetehei No Deres, the Takan of the Neder we've been discussing, Rav Huna Lo Yishanu Ela B'Shelo Nisayis. The only time this applies, that she can make the Neder and thereby collect her Ksuba, is if she hasn't remarried. Avol Nisayis Ein Madirinosa. But if she got married already and she wants to collect Ksuba, she still can collect the Ksuba. There's nothing wrong with getting remarried. However, the process of Neder is not going to work. Maitaima Demefer Labala. The reason that she can no longer make the Neder is her husband will be Mefer the Neder, and she won't be intimidated for lying through the Neder. Take the case that we had previously in the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Hayam and Al. She said that the fruits of the world are going to be usher unto her. So her husband will just come along. She knows that her husband is going to come along and revoke the neder. We learned in Maseches Nedarim the concept of Mefer Abal based on Pasuk and Parshas Matos. So that's what we're concerned over here. Says the Gemara, but the same would apply. Kilo Nisei's Nami. Even if she doesn't get married. In other words, she is a woman who has just lost her husband, she's not remarried, but she also, in the back of her hand, knows, l'chimintzava, when she gets married, mefer l'abal, then her husband will be able to be mefer her nedarim, so she won't be intimidated as well to lie. Answers the Gemara, ain't abal mefer b'koidmin. We have a rule, this is a Gemara we learned in the Nedarim, Samach Zayin, that a Baal could only be made for the Nedarim from during their period of marriage. And since it's a Neder that was prior to that, so then the Baal won't be able to be Ned Mefir. Asks Gemara, V'nechesh Dilma Ozla Gabe Chacham V'sharila. Let us be concerned that even if she makes a Neder and there's no husband that could be made for it, nevertheless, she'll go to a Chacham and he will annul the marriage. What does that mean? Annul the Neder. How could a Chacham make it Mutter? So we discussed in Maseches Nedarim that a Chacham could look for a Pesach in a Neder. A Pesach would be an opening in which he asks the person that makes the Neder, when you took this vow, did you know of implications A, B, C, and D? And the moment in which the person says, well, I didn't know one of these implications, so then he says that the Neder is not valid. Says the Gemara, that is not going to work in this case over here. Kasavar, this man the Amar holds, in other words, Rav Huna, Tzarech lefaret es haneder, that when one goes to the Chacham, one needs to spell out the neder. Rashi explains that when she's going to go to the Chacham to try to revoke the neder, that it was based on the Ksuba and the Yisomim, so then in such a case, he's going to say, well, I'm not going to let you out of that neder. And therefore, she could use the neder to be able to be trusted for the ksuba, and she can't have in the back of her mind the fact that she wants to get out of it. Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Nises. Rav Nachman disagreed with Rav Huna. Rav Nachman said even if she has gotten remarried, she could take a neder. Nises asks the Gemara, how could it be if she gets married? Vadai mefer lo bal. As Rav Huna had argued, the husband's going to revoke the neder. Answers the Gemara, de madrinan lo birabin. That neder is done in public. And Rav Nachman is of the opinion, explains Rashi, that a neder shehuda birabin, if a vow is taken in public, it cannot be annulled because we're afraid that people will find out about the neder and not know about the annulment. Meisive, says the Gemara, I'll ask you a kasha. On the sheet of Rav Huna, first word on the line is Nises, 11 lines into Lamed Hei Amabez, Nises, Goy the Ksubasa im Nidra. If she gets married, she could collect the Ksuba, if she's already taken the Neder. Wow. My lav, Nidra, Hashta. It seems that she took a Neder after she was married, and it works, as we had seen according to Rav Nachman, but against the position of Rav Huna. Answers the Gemara, Hashta lo nadra, lo. De nadra meikara. She didn't take the neder after she had gotten married. She took the neder earlier. Asks the Gemara another kasha, Vatani nises noderes vikovik subasa. We learned in a braisa, expressly, like the sheet of Rav Nachman and not like Rav Huna, that if she gets married, she could be noderes and take her ksuba. So it's mefurish that she could make a neder to collect her ksuba. Answers the Gemara, tanoihi. It's dependent on a machlokis tanoim. The ikal aman da amar, because there is an opinion that says, neder shehuda barabim yesh lo afara, that a neder that's taken in public can be underdone. The ikal aman da amar, ein lo afara. And there is another opinion that says that it can't be underdone. In other words, if we say that generally she cannot take a neder when she's married, like the position of Rav Huna, according to the opinion that says a neder shehuda berabim ain lo hafara, then even according to Rav Huna, if it was taken berabim, it would be acceptable. The Gemara continues with a couple more halachos in regards to hafaras nedarim. Iboilu tsarich lefaret es haneder, says the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom. Does the individual who comes to the Rav to have their neder mufar need to spell out all the details? Does they need to spell it out? Do they not? Rav Nachman Amar Einot Tzarech. Rav Papa Amar Tzarech. Rav Nachman says you don't. Rav Papa says you do. Rav Nachman Amar Einot Tzarech. Rav Nachman says you don't. Di Amar Tzarech. Zimnin de Gayez Lei Lidibure. We're concerned that the person is going to cut down their words. In other words, is not going to explain everything that was behind the neder. V'chacham may deshama mefer, and the chacham will only be mefer what he heard, and therefore the hafara will not be significant. So we're afraid about an error in the information, and therefore we don't tell the chacham anything. The chacham is actually more likely to find out the actual truth when he does the investigating himself. It's not clear that that is the pshat. I looked around a little, and I didn't see any explanation of, at the end of the day, how will the chacham get more accurate information. But it would seem that if the chacham is just listening to the way the individual himself describes it, some of the information won't be said, and therefore we're actually more likely to come to an error. Rav Papa Amar Tzarech. Rav Papa says that the individual does need to spell out the neder before the chacham is mefer. Mishum milsa di isura. Due to halacha of isur. In other words, if the chacham is not going to hear the details, he'll end up actually causing the individual to do an isur. For example, if a person decided to take the neder because they know, let's say the individual says that I'm not going to go to place Y, chacham hears, and he says, I want to renege. Chacham says, okay, there's nothing wrong with place Y. Place Y is a grocery store, let's say. Nothing wrong with it. However, the individual doesn't tell them that because place Y, he actually does certain averos. So therefore, the individual needs to explain his motivation of why he made the neder. This is Rav Papa's explanation of Milsa the Yisura. We're going to stop today's daf over here. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow pick up four lines from bottom. Tnan. To summarize Bezer Hashem today's daf, we began with the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The topic of today's daf was the requirement of an individual, a woman particularly, to swear when she collects from the Yisamim. That halach is a universal rule when you collect from Yisamim. And the Gemara teaches us why we emphasize specifically a widow making a shvua. The discussion of our daf was the option of a woman after Takan Reb Gamliel to make a neder. We saw a distinction between an almana and a grusha, that there are opinions that say that only the almana has the option to make a neder, and not a grusha. We also discussed the machlokis amorayim al amid hamid aleph, whether the shvuah could be done outside of Bezdin or only in Bezdin itself. We also had stories of different instances where there was the opinion of Rav, who said that the woman could only do it in Bezdin, and women that were stuck. Also from our Gemara we saw that there are times that a person will make a shvuah, and even though the shvuah is valid, there is concern that shvuah chas v'chalila will come back and bite them. That was one of the reasons that the Gemara said that we don't make a shvuah in general. We discourage people to make a shvuah, or at least don't encourage them, particularly a shvuah in Bezdin. The Gemara distinguished also between the quality of a shvuah in Bezdin and the quality of a shvuah outside of Bezdin. Our Gemara recorded the story of a woman who was, it seems clear, an Isha Tzidkanios, that she was a widow and had been watching a coin, a dinar zav, for somebody, and she mistakenly gave it away, and she sweared she had no benefit from it, and really, you know, 99.99% she didn't have benefit from it, but nevertheless, the curse that she took upon herself became fulfilled since she took the shvua. Then our Gemara on Lamed Hei Amud Beis had discussed whether the neder or shvua that we discussed in the Mishnah that Almana needs to take to collect her ksuba, whether that could be taken only when she's single or when she's married as well. And the Gemara, that was a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and the Gemara explained a few variables that machlokas revolves around. Number one, it revolves around whether you need to be mefaret your neder when the chacham is mefer the neder, and that will be the key to whether a person could make the neder, and that is whether it would be easy to be mefaret, to be made for the neder. If it would be easy for the individual to be made for the neder, so then in such a case, we would not allow a married woman to
do the process of collecting the ksuba after a neder, and we'll fall back to the heavy rule of our daf, and that is the requirement of a shvua when collecting from the estate of the Yisomim. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Hey in Maseches Gittin.